Investigators are pursuing hundreds of leads into last week's attacks. They're examining the backgrounds of the hijackers to better understand how they were organized. Boston is of particular interest because the two flights that destroyed the World Trade Center originated there. From member station WBUR, Anthony Brooks reports.
Within hours of last week's attacks, investigators were in pursuit of what is believed to be a sophisticated terrorist support network.
Let's go! We gotta move now!
Here in Boston, a day after the attacks, police stormed a hotel in the heart of the city and detained three people. Investigators had matched a name on a credit card used to buy a ticket on one of the doomed flights from Boston with that of a hotel guest. By the end of the day, the suspects were released with no apparent connection to the crime. But former FBI agent William Gavin says tracking the money offers investigators one of their most promising avenues.
The linkage between the money and the perpetrators is one thing. The linkage between the money and its origin is solely something else. Now you expand the horizons as to who might have been involved.
Gavin was in charge of the FBI's New York Bureau during the 1993 bombing attack on the World Trade Center. He says investigators have the means to track the flow of money to terrorists in the U.S., but only if foreign governments agree to help. In the wake of last week's attacks, the Bush administration has established a task force aimed at disrupting terrorist financial networks. President Bush has named Saudi dissident Osama bin Laden as a prime suspect. Investigators say his personal fortune would provide the kind of means necessary to bankroll a terrorist operation of this scale. For example, the hijackers paid more than $30,000 for flight training classes. And investigators believe bin Laden's organization, Al-Qaeda, has the reach and sophistication to plan this. Jessica Stern is a lecturer at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. She says the most information available about Al-Qaeda came from the trials in 1998 of the four operatives convicted of the U.S. Embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania.
What came out of that trial is that Al-Qaeda has an intelligence wing, a public relations wing, what they call the documents wing, a finance wing. And the most important thing, it seems to me, is that they have a very sophisticated counterintelligence wing. There's actually a bombing manual that trained operatives how to live in enemy territory.
The amount of advanced planning is already becoming clear. Investigators have learned, for example, that some of the hijackers started their pilot training in the U.S. 5 years ago, in 1996. And Mohammed Atta, one of the hijackers aboard American Airlines Flight 11 that left Boston and crashed into the World Trade Center, left a suicide note suggesting his murderous intentions. The note turned up at Logan Airport in one of his bags that never made it aboard Flight 11. It was dated 1996. Jessica Stern says another revelation from the African Embassy bombing trial was that information between small groups of operatives or terrorist cells was rarely shared.
In other words, the group was acting like a government protecting classified information, that operatives wouldn't know about the whole operation. They would just know their role.
John Moore is a former terrorism analyst for the State Department and Department of Defense. He says the kind of organization that can plant operatives to live quietly in American communities for years poses unique challenges to this investigation and to efforts to defend against future attacks.
They are probably, in large part, conducting perfectly legal activities. So what if somebody wanted to pay cash for a plane ticket? So what if somebody wanted to go to flight school? Should that always raise a flag? So that is problematic.
Former FBI agent William Gavin agrees. In 1995, 2 years after the first bombing attack on the World Trade Center, suspect Ramzi Youssef was captured in Pakistan and Gavin flew to Islamabad to bring him to trial in New York. As Youssef and Gavin arrived in Manhattan by helicopter, Agent Gavin pointed to the World Trade Center.
When I showed him out the window of the helicopter coming down the Hudson River that was still standing, he said it wouldn't be if I had enough money and enough explosives. Based on what they tried to do the first time and didn't get it done, I believe it was a concentrated effort to completely do it this time, and they certainly accomplished it.
Youssef went to jail with five other plotters, but his desire to topple the World Trade Center was realized. with years of planning and lots of money. For NPR News, Anthony Brooks, Boston.